Okay, the meeting will come to order. Everybody's had time to look over the bill. Is there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I was paying close attention to the Health and Human Services debate. Didn't have a chance to read this.
You did have a chance to read
this? I did not. No. So can we take another 20 minutes or so just to go through it?
No. Okay, there's a couple technical corrections to the bill. Chair will offer the tax 2 amendment. Which Ms. Baker will tell you what it does.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, these are just a few oral amendments that were made during division, which we didn't pick up, or I should say I didn't pick up, when we were putting the bill together. And they have to do with just a couple words that were added. And I just wanted to make sure that they didn't get left out. It has to do with a couple of the utility exemptions. So that's what they address.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor of adopting the Crop Tax 2 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendments adopted. Chair will move the minutes of the April 26th meeting. Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are adopted. There's a HDA 107 amendment. Is that yours? Oh, they're making copies. Do you want to, it's your amendment, Representative Nelson?
Yeah, I'll move my up the HDA 107.
Okay, while they're getting copies, do you want to explain your amendment?
And members, this was the one I heard was my House File 1146. In regards to the LGA fix, impact of the state of Minnesota is nothing. The impact of other cities is minimal. When we take the $25,000 per year that they will be getting for some of their stuff divided by the $437 million per year that the state pays out in total LGA payments.
Does everyone have the HDA 107 amendment?
No.
No.
We'll wait till Sam's up. Any further?
Mr. Chairman, we do all have. Do we all have the 71?
71. I do right now, and the 104 is here, Mr. Chair.
Right. I think you have the 107. We'll finish that first. Any discussion to the HDA 107
we
amendment?
Still Mr.
We
Chairman,
still don't have it.
We don't
you
have
don't?
It. We have 71.
Twice. I don't know.
Okay, here's we have the 107 being handed out.
All right, Mr. Chairman, now you know. We're ready, 107.
Does everyone have the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion to the HDA 107 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendments, say aye.
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 Opposed? Amendments adopted. KB 71 amendment. Is that Representative Lanning?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's my amendment. I would move the amendment.
Representative Lanning moves the KB 71 amendment. To your amendment, Representative Lanning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the Border City appropriation. We heard, we had this hearing back a couple of months ago now, I think. This is would be the 10th biennia that this is up for renewal, appropriation for the next 2 years. It would be a $750,000 appropriation for each of the next 2 years. Provide incentives to retain businesses in border communities. The border communities involved here are Dilworth, Breckenridge, Ortonville, East Grand Forks, and Moorhead.
Thanks, Representative Lanning. Any questions on that? Representative Rucavina.
Representative Lanning, what's in place right now, to refresh my memory? And is this prorated?
Two years, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Lanning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Rucavina, 2 years ago, it was $1.5 million that was authorized in the 2003 tax bill. And this is a renewal. You need an appropriation that's made every 2 years.
Representative Rucavina. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. The amendment's adopted. Representative Rucavina, did you have the TS-104?
Mr. Chair, yes. This Representative Heaton gave this to me, and I believe he talked to you about it, Mr. Chair, in order to make his bill that's included in your report here work properly. I don't know if he worked with which staff, Ms. Baker maybe, I'm not sure who drafted it.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of the TS-104 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The amendment's adapted. Are there any other amendments?
Chairman.
Representative Abrams.
Chairman, I would move to delete Section 16 in the bill, as well as line 19. The new language on lines 4 and 5.
You have page numbers, Representative.
There will be section, or page 14 and section 16. And then I believe it is line 19, lines 4 and 5, the reinstitution of 4D.
Does everyone have the amendment? Representative Abrams.
Mr. Chairman and members, I've probably been around 4D longer than I want to remember, and although this is an attempt, albeit a valiant attempt in order to put this back in place, I still have a lot of concerns about this program as it's currently drafted. Don't believe that having a housing finance agency involved in a program such as this is a good policy. It has led to abuses in the past. And I believe that the other provisions, not only in the bill, but also in the 2001 reforms are working. When I look at some of the taxes on some of the units, when the advocates met in my office, you know, quite frankly, I wasn't defended given the rents that were collected. So with a good PPR program, et cetera, I believe that 4D is unnecessary and would hope to be able to delete it from the bill. I apologize to you, Mr. Chairman, for not being able to make the hearing. I was at a civil law meeting with a bill relating to the Hennepin County Medical Center. And, of course, Chairman Johnson picked the hearing I wanted to be at of your division when this was being discussed, and I was downstairs and would have raised the objections at that time, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion?
Yes.
Representative Abrams, Ms. Baker has
another
correction to your...
Mr. Chair, Representative Abrams, you also need to take out on page 24 and 25, you need to take out paragraph E, which is the substantive part of describing the class rate.
I will include that in my...
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Rucavina.
Mr. Chair, I think I was contacted by... I can't remember who owns this. This would be affected by this in my district. I think it's a offshoot of the local CAP agency up there, and they had turned the. But it may be a nonprofit that's through there, and they turned the old Italian Hall in Everett into low rent housing, and I believe that and I don't know if it was the reclassification, Representative Abrams, that has hurt their, as a matter of fact, they just can't make their payments with what they are able to charge them through, is it a loan or whatever they got from the federal government. And so I think this is necessary for some of those types of apartments where no one's making money on them, and yet it serves a really good purpose where some of these apartments are rented by folks that were homeless at one time. I know the governor is big on homelessness, and they come out of this homeless shelter and move into this apartment, and I think it's worked out quite well. And I think, Representative Abrams, that your motion here might hurt their cause because they seem to have been affected by the 2001 reclassification.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Abrams.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there's a 50% requirement, Representative Rukavina, and a lot of the units that I'm familiar with barely meet the 50% requirement, and the whole property gets the exemption. Additionally,
yeah.
Representative Rukavina, at least in the metro area, a lot of these units get converted by the landlords, and they turn them into either market rate or something else, and there's no clawback for the increase in market value. There are a whole lot of problems with giving property tax break based upon Section 8 and 42G of the IRS code. I would view it, Representative Rukavina and members, more as an assessing issue rather than as a rate issue, and I've told the advocates that on numerous occasions, that I view it more as an assessing issue rather than a classification issue, and would be happy to try to work with them as the bill moves forward on an assessing solution. But I really don't think that reinstating this program is the right way to go.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Amendment's adopted.
We have a division just to see, Mr.
Chairman. Division's been called for. Those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Can we raise our
hands? Or raise your hands. All those opposed? There being six in favor of the amendment and six opposed, the amendment is not adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the report for that be.
To the report. Any additional comments? Representative Marquardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just real quick comment, because this is the first kind of report I've dealt with. How does this... Now, this will go on to the whole tax committee, and then when it, let's say, gets in the tax chair's hands, Representative Prinkies, can he change this before the omnibus tax bill comes before our committee? Or will this be put in as a section of that, or can you still rework this a little bit? How does that, I don't understand for sure how that works or what can happen. I could just have a clarification.
Representative Prinkies, if you could... Do you mind discussing that?
I think Representative Marquardt will find out on Monday.
And
Representative Marquardt.
Mr. Chair, and I'm going home, so I'll be back Monday to find out that I won't wait.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Rukavina.
Representative Prinkies, you're the chair, and there's no doubt about it after last night. But anyway, I thought when the report came up, it had to be in front of the whole committee, and then... I mean, typically that's the way a division of any committee has worked, that the report is reported, and I don't know, I can't recall, is it reported on the floor first on Monday, and then it's just reported to the committee?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Rukavina, this just forwarded. This report is just forwarded to the full committee.
And Mr. Chair, then a vote is... taken on when we meet on Monday. I believe you scheduled the meeting for Monday afternoon.
Representative Cranky.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Rukavina, the goal is to have the delete all amendment for the before the tax committee on Monday. The plan is that the full committee will meet Monday afternoon after session to take up the delete all amendment to the for the tax bill.
Further discussion.
Mr. Chair, thank you for your fairness.
Thank you, Representative Ruth Vina. On the bill, all in favor of adoption of the committee report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Chairs in doubt, division. All in favor of the report? All opposed? Being 8 ayes and 4 nays, the report is adopted. And members, any other business? Okay. We're adjourned.